Weed control is something that we spend quite a bit of time discussing, and I spent the better part of last week at weeds meetings in Denver. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And I did attend research meetings this last week. It's actually the meeting of the Western Society of Weed Science. And yes, all the weed scientists get together to discuss weed control and herbicide resistance and many things related to that. And as you can imagine, we spent a great deal of time discussing both kochia and Palmer amaranth, just the same as we're doing here. However, at those meetings, we learned a great deal about why plants are resistant to herbicides. For example, why kochia is resistant to glyphosate or growth regulator herbicides. Now, there's actually several things that can make a plant resistant to a herbicide. Sometimes resistant plants metabolize that herbicide very quickly. This allows the plant to inactivate it before that herbicide can reach its site of action within that plant and do damage to the plant structures. So that's the first way a plant can develop resistance to herbicides. Second, sometimes where that herbicide binds to the plant DNA, that binding site actually changes, like a DNA mutation, and there's nothing for that herbicide to bind onto within the plant. We call this an altered site of action. Third, sometimes instead of having one place where that herbicide targets, there's 100 more of those target proteins. In this case, it's challenging to get enough herbicide on to meet all of those target proteins, and the effect of that herbicide becomes insignificant. This third mechanism of resistance is known as target site amplification, or way more target sites. Fourth, and finally, sometimes this herbicide just isn't translocated or moved through the plant where it had been before when that plant was susceptible to the herbicide. These plants are capable of restricting movement of those herbicides within the cells or within the tissues to prevent the compounds from causing harmful effects. So those are the four mechanisms of resistance. So one of the questions that was asked at this meeting that I was at was if all kochia populations are showing resistance to glyphosate and if they all originally came from the same field. They were asking if glyphosate-resistant kochia populations found in Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and even into Canada, and for plants that were grown in Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, if these were all from the one field in South Central Kansas. Now, kochia plants from all of these states were put through rigorous testing looking for each of the methods that we mentioned earlier for resistance. It was determined that many of the resistant plants were found to have different mechanisms of resistance, meaning that the plants from Kansas were resistant for a different reason than the plants from Colorado or Nebraska, and therefore all of the resistance to glyphosate and kochia did not come from our one field in Kansas. Now, this was not completely surprising because while kochia plants can self-pollinate, most of the time these plants crossbreed. That means there's a great deal of genetic variability within that kochia population. As we put a great deal of selection pressure on the kochia plants with repeated uses of glyphosate, we selected for plants that were not controlled with glyphosate. This is why we at K-State advocate for multiple modes of action, multiple tactics for weed control, and for utilizing crop rotation. On one other note on kochia, I got the first pictures of kochia emergence from a couple of different farmers in Sherman County this weekend. So here's your alert. We are on the clock for getting herbicides out and applied to prevent kochia emergence, and it's already starting to come up, especially in those areas that are on the south side of buildings. If you have any questions on this, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.